Aho, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaty violations, protecting the water, and COVID in our Native communities. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with us through our struggles, victories, and achievements. Join us weeknights from 6 to 7 p.m. Alliant Energy is a proud sponsor of Native Roots Radio.
Announcing Friday Night Live, broadcasting live from Waukesha and only on the Shaw 540 AM and 101 FM. Live music every Friday night beginning at 6 p.m. broadcasting from the Five Points in downtown Waukesha. Friday Night Live broadcasting begins June 3rd at 6 p.m. and will play out all summer long. A special guest host each Friday night. Tune in for the music and variety or come downtown to the Five Points and join the party. Friday Night Live only on the Shaw.
President Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election.
Collectively, Republicans got 1.661 million votes. 51,000 more votes than Trump got.
He exhausted his cases. He exhausted the court challenges.
All the Republicans voted for Trump the way they voted for the assembly candidates. He would have won.
It was not rigged. It was not stolen. Donald Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election. It's really clear.
This message was paid for by the People for People People Corporation. Donate online at p4ppc.org.
The Devil's Advocates.
Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit.
No, nothing says the president can't be prosecuted.
Set the example for your caucus.
Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. How do you not use your leadership? Say, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. Because now, of the two major political parties, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Pretty much gone.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. But Sandy, the more you, this Ukrainian situation, that people have just grown tired of it in this country, I think. We're not seeing out of it like we did early on. The photojournalists, you said once it got to a ground war, all of the video and all of the things that we were seeing early on, the tear-jerking kinds of things, the bodies that they would show, the graves, all those things before it got to the ground war that were just done through the rockets and whatnot. And you said once they got into this ground war, you've basically been right on point, right on target with it.
Well, you know, there's so many issues associated with the current situation in Ukraine, but the question really is what happens now. And one of the issues that America has is that it's been relying on the strength of the unity of the European Union with respect to its sanctions on Russia, and that unity is beginning to fracture. The UK, for instance, has been trying to work out a process for setting up a bunch of exceptions to the sanction on the restriction on gas imports from Russia, because everyone understands that if they really succeed in shutting Russia's gas down, the volume of oil, for instance, in the world would go down by the
whatever 10, percentage,
10
yeah.
million or 15 million barrels a day that Russia is exporting. Okay, that's a very big dent in the supply side, which would cause a worldwide increase in the price of oil, and it would last for as long as the sanctions
which we
last.
Just got through experiencing.
Well, we're experiencing it now, and, right. and it would continue to experience it, and we haven't even cut it all off. There's still oil being imported into Europe from Russia. It's not absolutely shut down. And so then the question is, what happens with an absolute shutdown? And the fact is that it's not good from an economic standpoint for the West. So I think now the reality of all of this,
and more than likely not going to happen.
Not going to happen. So if it doesn't happen, you begin to see fractures in the alliance on the sanctions, and you begin to see fractures more generally. And so I think the United States and the West probably doesn't want that to happen. And the way to maybe make sure it doesn't happen is to have Zelensky enter into negotiations with Russia and to reach a negotiated settlement here that could drop the sanctions. Okay, because the sanctions are something that we did with some enthusiasm that was maybe ill-conceived in the beginning, the enthusiasm part of it. And now we're realizing the full brunt of it. And I think the understanding would be that we'd like to have a settlement of this that did not continue all of these sanctions that are painful to the West.
Well, you know, Sandy, it was the sanctions were kind of done reluctantly, too. I mean, they didn't just broadly go about putting those sanctions in place. It was the more that people saw the American people started clamoring and crying out, the more they saw what was happening to, again, the news, television.
Well, the America, I think, put a good deal of pressure on Europe. The sanctions have its primary impact on the West, meaning Europe, the Western Europe, and they are the primary consumers of oil and gas from Russia, and they are the ones feeling the brunt of these sanctions. They initially agreed to the sanctions. All of those sanctions they agreed to were out in the future at the time they agreed to them, and I suspect most of them thought that this invasion and conflict wouldn't last long enough for the sanctions to all come into effect. So they were easy to announce and not so easy to absorb. And now they're at the point of absorbing them, and they're realizing the painful part of it. You know, the enthusiastic part came at their announcement, and now the less enthusiastic part comes when they have to feel the brunt of them.
Well, I can tell you that as an American who saw a $3.79 per gallon number, I was like celebrating $3.79. I don't think any of us want to see it go back up to where it was. And I don't think we make the correlation, Sandy, with, again, the fact that a lot of this is based on what's happening there. You know, because there are people who pushed right away to Republicans and said this was all Joe Biden. That's who this was. And the gas prices have gone up for all those reasons. You kept pointing at the time that this is bigger than just one man. And
well, Democratic. I mean, there's a problem in the United States, if it's a problem, but that one of the restrictions on supply in the United States is the capacity to refine oil into gasoline. So, you know, at some point we reached that full capacity, and when we started exporting oil and oil products from the United States back to Europe, we created a more shortage in the United States with respect to gasoline, which in turn upped its price. So, yeah, we were actually feeling in a direct way the effect of the sanctions in Europe, because our oil and gas industry were profiting from selling oil and gas at a high price into Europe and therefore taking it off the American market.
So, Sandy, I did not know that, and I'm sure many of us did not know that. So, because we've been selling our gas, oil and gas, to Europe,
sure,
and we had become the number one supplier of that product, right? I mean, America got to the point.
The number one supplier of oil and gas to Europe was Russia.
No, I meant globally. We came.
Well, no, we are not the number. We are
number one and number two. We were just. Moved up the line.
Well,
not.
Yeah, we were like the fifth or sixth in terms of our supply of oil and gas. We became
production.
Independent from
Saudi
imports and Saudis a couple of years ago with respect to our capacity to produce all of the oil and gas we needed within our shores. But we've always had an industry that was free to sell its oil and gas to the highest bidder, right? And so we have LNG plants, these liquefied natural gas plants that can take natural gas, compress it into LNG, load it on ships, and send it abroad. And we do that when the price of gas is so high abroad that it pays for the cost of transportation and provides a higher price for the gas than would be the case if it were just stuffed in a U.S. pipeline and shipped to Milwaukee or someplace. So, you know, the price of oil and gas is a commodity, and it relates to the worldwide commodity price. And to the extent that transportation can be absorbed and the price for oil and gas can still be higher to a producer in the United States by selling it abroad, they'll sell it abroad.
So the natural gas problem that is going to crop up in Europe as the months get colder and colder,
yeah,
there's going to be more of a clamoring from those nations.
Sure.
Get it done, right?
Yeah, and their importation of LNG from the United States has gone up, and we're going to reach capacity in terms of the capacity of the United States to actually compress it into LNG and ship it abroad. We're going to max that out, and that's going to be taking gas out of the United States marketplace, increasing the price of gas. Almost every electric bill has a flow through on the price of fuel associated with it, so that the price of electricity has already gone up a good deal because the price of gas in the United States has gone up quite a bit. And when we start heating our homes this winter with gas, we're going to find out just how much more expensive that is.
So, Sandy, you just based on what you are saying, we shouldn't be looking for the gas prices to get back to where they were, $2 and whatever, because we're not out of this crisis yet.
Yeah, we're not out of the crisis yet. And we started this out by talking about whether Zelensky should be coaxed into negotiating with Russia. And I think we're now talking about some of the reasons why people like the United States and Western Europe should at least privately be thinking that what they want to do is talk privately with Volodymyr Zelensky to say, you know, you ought to start talking to Russia and see how you can settle this war, because we can't do this forever.
You know, Sandy, I know I don't want to go back to $5, but we're not out of the woods.
No, it the price goes up and the price goes down and the price can go back up again, and if Europe follows through with a total boycott, a total sanction on the importation of oil from Russia, the price of oil and gasoline in the United States will go up again.
All right, gotta go. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Sandy, as always. Thank you, Connor. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.